Sherratt was really appreciated as a person on this side. Am I right?
Why do you assume that?
Because all of the positive comment that I heard.
Oh, already?
What, yeah. What about you?
That stops now.
Okay.
But I'm just kidding. Yeah, you know, Benny's a homegrown guy. I mean, he's came up in our system, and, you know, it was such a treat watching him grow into the player he is today. You know, you never exactly know which direction guys are going to go in, and, you know, Benny just works extremely hard to get himself better, and, you know, he's made himself into a heck of a defenseman, you know, a guy that we obviously wanted to stick around here, and, you know, those things don't always work out how you want to, but, you know, definitely miss him in the room, on the ice. You know, he's a guy that we're always going to have a special place for here.
Like, this team clearly has shown over the years, knows how to bounce back, but, you know, this starting to pile up a lot of examples of not just bouncing back, but kind of taking it to teams the way that you did in Minnesota. What does that do? Is that kind of like a confidence correction when you're able to do that following a loss?
Well, I think after a loss, you're looking for signs that your game's back on track. The result's going to come, you know, not necessarily in that fashion, but, you know, there's times where your game's right and you're still losing and you can't get off a losing streak, and there's times where you can, you know, get your game right and you get a result. So that was an example of just, you know, they came out hot and our goalie made some big saves. We were able to kind of start applying pressure, and it snowballed from there. So I think that was just a really good sign. You know, we played you know, Chicago and Carolina. They were on us and didn't respond how we wanted to. So it was a good, you know, fixed game in Minnesota, and Montreal's going to be a lot like those, you know, the Carolina Chicago teams. Yeah, really quick on you all the time. So we got to be ready from the drop of the puck tonight.
Like, I know you didn't probably weren't thinking about it in game, but did you have a chance afterwards to reflect at all on taking over as points leader? Franchise.
Well, I was thinking about it because Sean got me all screwed up there.
You broke the record. I think I helped.
I tied the record. You know, yeah. Honestly, no. You know, those will be things. I think when it's all said and done, that, you know, you'll reflect on and, you know, be able to point out to your kids and grandkids, and, you know, by that time, you know, a bunch of these guys will be, you know, I'll be way down that list. So. It's like I said, you know, I think it's a testament to all the great opportunities I've had here, and obviously taking advantage of those opportunities and playing with some incredible teammates. So more than anything, you just feel thankful that you've been given those opportunities and been able to make the most of them.
We're being down your family there too, though, Blake, and doing it. I mean, I'm sure you would have enjoyed doing it here, but to do it in Minnesota and that rink, I mean, special place for you too, with your family there.
I've had a lot of good memories in that rink. You know, as a pro, it's a tough place to play. They've always had really good teams, and so it's no picnic when you go in there. But yeah, some of my earliest, you know, goals, you know, playing in the high school hockey tournament, I did that there, and some great moments as a Gopher there. So to, you know, kind of come full circle and do something special like that in that building was, you know, it was pretty cool. So yeah, that was a good memory.